Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Like Pete for Peter or Jim for James, some biblical names also had short forms. In this episode, there are two Jehorams, also called Joram. Joram, the son of Ahab, has reigned for 5 years in Israel since his father succumbed to his battle wounds. During these years, good King Jehoshaphat has been reigning in Jerusalem. But he has also died, and now his son, also Jehoram, or Joram, has come to the throne at the age of 32. Unfortunately, his rule is indistinguishable from Israel's idolatrous kings, especially because, quote, the daughter of Ahab was his wife, 2 Kings 8:18, the wicked Athaliah. When Jehoshaphat dies, Edom on Judah's southern border takes the opportunity to break free from Judah's hegemony. Quote, so Joram went to Zair and all his chariots with him. Then he rose by night and attacked the Edomites who had surrounded him and the captains of the chariots, and the troops fled to their tents. Thus Edom has been in revolt against Judah's authority to this day, verses 21 and 22. But Joram of Judah also dies, and, quote, Ahaziah his son reigned in his place, verse 24. However, Athaliah is still the wicked queen mother. Time passes. Now Joram in Israel is in the 12th year of his reign, verse 25, and Ahaziah is king in Judah, the grandson of good King Jehoshaphat on one side and grandson of wicked King Ahab through his mother Athaliah on the other. After ruling 1 year, he's caught up in his relative's political intrigue. Quote, he went with Joram the son of Ahab to war against Hazael king of Syria at Ramoth-Gilead, verse 28. During the battle, Joram is wounded and, quote, went back to Jezreel to recover from the wounds, verse 29. Ahaziah visits him there, and now the stage is set for the beginning of the eradication of the devil-worshipping house of Ahab.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.